Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Only on LA Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Shalom. What a Sunday. What a day. Shalom, shalom. Hello, ma'asalama. Hi, I'm Ilan, and it is wonderful every week to wait for this time to come and to be with you. And this is the Abracadabra show, Create What You Speak. And we are here to offer different ways and to look at the opportunity to challenge our perception about everything. And the common denominator is us. I mean, we have stories, him, her, they, them, work, banks, schools. But the common denominator is us, is you, is me. And so when we shift our perception, and when we are looking at the opportunities to shift our perception, that's already a shift in perception just by itself, then we are creating, we are allowing things to happen. Things to happen in a way that maybe we haven't perceived yet, maybe we haven't thought yet about or of. And when we are looking at everything like a map, without the attachments that we have, the feelings, emotions, I'm right, I'm not right, all these kind of things, then we can see what really the opportunities that lay ahead and that are waiting for us, that are waiting to manifest in our life. Only if we just open our hand a little bit and let things that were here and don't serve us anymore just go, just rest. So in this program, we offer different things. And before I start, thank you. A daily prayer of Hareini Mekabel al Atzmi et Mitzvat Aseh Shel Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the do commandment of love your friend, neighbor, partner, stranger, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the focus is first on ourselves, not from an egoic standpoint, but from a place of wanting to be better so we can give better, that we can give from a wholer place, from a place of wholeness, so we can give from a place of acceptance. And then so our giving is also our perception of giving becomes for the sake of giving. Phone number here, please call if you have any questions or you want to discuss something. And we have a great show today. So the phone number is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And we'll have a great show today. We have a guest later on. I'm going to play a couple of songs by very talented musicians. And so aside from the program, I just want to say to, if you are listening for the first time, my name is Ilan, and I'm an empowerment speaker and a coach and a spiritual mentor for women who desire and are ready to reclaim their power. It's very interesting, and we talked about this last program, and I'll talk about it next time maybe, about why this energy, why working with women, and why specifically in that place. So, but everything is connected, so we're talking about everything, and everything will come together as we are exploring and discovering. was hopefully every time that we are in some kind of an experience, as hard as it can get, and as emotionally difficult it can get, there is an opportunity here. There is a reason we're going through these experiences. It ties back to taking care of ourselves. Love your neighbor, your friend, like we love ourselves. So it's looking at ourselves, taking care of ourselves. And so what I started to talk about on Friday on the video, and today is really, how do we look at ourselves? How do we accept ourselves? How do we accept ourselves? And then that affects really everything that is happening around us. Everything that unfolds. So what do I mean? For example, there are three stages that are very skeleton, that are the skeleton of how things are moving, right? So there is the action, there is the something that happened, or there is the event. Event happened in your life. And then there is how you take it, the fears, the insecurities that come up, the self-doubt, or all those things that are many times part of our past, part of how we experienced things. And then there is the consequence, the result, what happens. So we can talk about, I can talk about, again, relationships, but let's take something that is, maybe has to do with work, for example. So let's say there is a factory or there is a company, and the company lays off, I don't know, 150 people. Right, October 1st, they laid off 150 people. Some of them have families, some of them are young people that just actually started the company 3 months ago. Some of them have been there for 40 years. 150 people are laid off. Comes January 1st. Do you think that that all the 150 people will be in the same place comes January 1st? They all experienced the same action, the same event, actually, more accurately to put. They all experienced the same event. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Why 70 people, for example, would be completely broken inside and expressing it outside, and the other people already have new jobs? And so many times, if you look at that, many times people will, many times we look at things and we associate the consequence, the result, to directly correlated to the event that happened. Saying, oh, because this happened, then this is why I'm here. Right? Because I was laid off, then this is why I'm here. But really what is actually creating and cultivating the result is our belief. Because we don't have control on what will happen. We do not have control on how things will actually happen. We can plan. We can plan from here until we're tomorrow and we're blue in the face. What will happen can be completely different. You've experienced that. We've all experienced that. We plan, we work hard, we plan ahead, and then something falls through and it doesn't go exactly as we planned. It may have happened, but not in a way that we wanted or we anticipated. Nevertheless, it didn't happen the way that we planned. So we don't have control on the result, but what we do have control on and what it's more of a flow than a control. It's not a control from a place of fear. I'm going to control something, so I'm afraid I will. So it will happen exactly as I want, because if it will happen like I don't want, I'll go crazy. No, it's not from controlling on that place. It's from the place of the flow, from understanding that when I'm in harmony and in sync with my true desires and my authentic place, then my intention and my perception of what has happened will completely alter my experience, and it will alter your experience. How you take it is going to alter your experience. So that the event happened, and this is part of in the groups I do, groups and privates, and I have an intensive and a program. It's on the website, and I'll give you that later. But there is the what, why, and where. This is what I call what, why, and where. What is the event that happened? Event that happened, and it is what it is. It happened. We can't change that. We cannot do anything. It happened. The why is, why are we in that place? Why are we in that perception? So it's not about the why from the story level. It's not about, oh, why he did this, she did that. It's why I choose to perceive it in this way. What triggers me to perceive something negatively or positively? And then the where is the consequence. Where are we going to go with that? So everything is tied together. So how do we look at ourselves? Judgment, right? Many times we judge ourselves. Today I was talking to a very dear friend, and she was sharing something that we all went through and I went through, and we go into these places many times in the past. Let's say we're productive in a certain place, in a certain discipline, or a certain talent, or a certain gift. And we look at ourselves, and today we are not in that place. We're in a different place. We're not in that place. And we can get very frustrated about why we were so productive then, and why I'm not in the same place. I said this specifically, in the same place like I was before. We're kind of contradicting ourselves by saying that. Because if we're saying, why am I not now in the same place? It's like, why am I not now back then? But back then really is also now. So we are now in the sense of that everything in the bigger picture without time is all is happening now. When you recall something, when you are remembering a feeling or an emotion, you're experiencing it now, right? And yet the event happened in the past. So why am I not experiencing the same experience that I experienced then? Because at that time you did not have, and we did not have, the knowledge and the experience and the breakthroughs, realizations, the places that tore us to pieces and took us into directions that showed us and illuminated these dark places in us that we were so afraid to bring up because we're afraid of judgment. So today we have a different set of eyes. We have a different set of eyes to look at things. So looking at where we were 2 years ago, 5 years ago, and assessing that situation with the understanding and the knowledge and the acceptance and the spiritual level of today is really, it doesn't do good. First of all, it doesn't do good to you, because you're automatically set to judge yourself, because you're not in that place. You're in a more evolved place. So it is going to that place with a set of eyes, trying to bring ourselves to that place where we were at that time. Understanding that maybe we just didn't have at that time the access to the tools that we have today. So at that time, we had a limited set of palette, color palette. This is one of the programs that I created is called Love Him in Seven Colors. And it's really looking at the person, looking at yourself now that you have a wider gamut of colors, a wider palette. You see things today with more colors than you saw 5 years ago or a month ago. Now, not everybody is going to take that step and to go forward and to recognize things and to work on themselves, but if you are, and when you are, because it's just a matter of time eventually, when you are, you see that your perception today, your gamut of colors, is much wider. So, for example, think of in the 1980s, computers. They had, I think at that time, 256 colors to the monitor. So the computer could display at that time 256 colors only. Today we have millions and millions of colors, and the colors are vivid, and everything is so depth, rich in depth and so forth. That means that today we have within us these 256 colors. The computers today have the 256 colors, but they have a wider gamut. But the computers in the 80s could not have produced 4K colors, 4,000 colors, 4 million colors, and 10 million colors, and what? It just was not possible. So look at the situation that happened like you were in the 80s. So you look at yourself with these eyes. Now, it's not to take away the responsibilities that probably occurred because of certain actions or certain behavior, and being responsible for these actions is actually the learning, and we learn from that, and we come from that. So when we go to these places, these dark places, these dark alleys, back into time and back into our own. Into our own inside, and look at how do we look at ourselves? What beliefs do we attach to ourselves? It's like you feel 1,000 miles. You feel that dusty road. You feel that part of the ground, and yet there's 100 more to go before the sun goes down. So this is a part of a song by Jennifer Matthews, 1,000 Miles. It's a wonderful song, and Jennifer is a talented musician, and 1,000 Miles. So when you go down these roads, remember that you're experiencing, you are not part of these external experiences. You are experiencing all these emotional feelings, all these feelings you are experiencing. It is not who you are in the essence. It's just like what you felt 2 days ago, you don't feel today. You are not that feeling. The feeling is yours. We put masks on our faces, and we experience things many times through filters. So not to be afraid to go through that dusty road. Jennifer Matthews.
Halos, the helps to bear the dust. It sticks to my skin. I feel I know I'm mad, and I feel 1,000 miles. I feel a dusty road. I feel sun goes down. It takes a lot of thought to try and understand. These crosses on my back are burdensome and long. That takes some other weight. I find the river's edge and sink into my fate, and I feel 1,000 miles. I feel a dusty road. I feel before the sun goes down. Dreaming in metaphors gives a kind relief, even if it relies on a belief. What comes will come. Past will come again. I brush off the dirt and walk into the wind, and I feel 1,000 miles. I feel a dusty road. I feel go before the sun goes down. There's 100 more to go before the sun goes down. There's 100 more to go before the sun goes.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful musician, Jennifer. Yes, this is what I like. I like this sentence she has there at the last chord, the last part. What comes will come to pass. What's past will come again. I brush off the dirt and walk into the wind. Walking into the unknown. Yeah, the unknown. Walking into the unknown can be scary. Can be scary for our humanoidian experience. It can be scary. But it's okay, you brush off the dirt. You brush off the dirt from what contributed that fear, those past, and identification with past experiences and past actions and judgments, and going into the unknown. You know, many times we face a new situation, and sometimes we go into these places, oh, what if it won't be like this? But what if it will? you get a raise to do a new job that you've never done before. Do you go into that new job and you say, oh, what if I will not succeed? Or, oh, that's great, I got this, my foot in the door into this management, and it's great, I'll do great, and it'll be great, and we'll move forward. And remember that example with the people that lost their jobs. Really, how are we taking that? So going back and identifying, with looking at ourselves, how do we look at ourselves? How do we value ourselves? Do you see all the gifts that you have here? All the wonderful gifts, all the wonderful colors that you received. So you can be greater, and your greatness will flow on to the others, that it can be great too. Then we come together. And then we come together by giving, we are opening channels, we're opening channel of energy, we're opening this place to receive. So when we flow, when we give, the universe, it's an energy flow. It's an energy flow that you smile, people smile back at you. You grumpy, you'll meet grumpiness around the corner. It's as simple as that. Try that. Be conscious one day of you being in a certain way, and another day or another hour, be in a different mood. And see what is being attracted. And so, looking at how do we look at ourselves many times, for the most part, comes from how we were taught or indoctrinated to look at ourselves. How were we told the story, not necessarily from a malicious place, but, you know, you're born to your parents' stories, you're born to a certain culture, you're born to a certain society. And yes, from a Kabbalistic and from a higher picture spiritual level, and people that are working in energy or are aware of that, you know what that means, is that we choose our experiences, just like we choose where we come to. Just like we choose where we come to, is what experience here on Earth, on this dimension, will help us achieve a higher vibration on a spiritual level. So if we know that everything is happening for us and not to us, who is stopping us? We many times stop us because of our beliefs, because of what we believe about ourselves. And many times we identify ourselves based on the actions that we do. For example, I remember when I was 10, I didn't have something specific in as far as a dream, or I was dealing with building airplane models, so I really liked all the details and everything. But not as far as music and or anything. But then at 10 or 11, my brother brought an LP at that time. We had the vinyl of Matti Kaspi, and I played his music quite a bit here. And then I knew right away what I want to do and how I felt it in my body. I felt all the harmonies, everything was just tingling. And it was just an experience that at that time I did not have the tools to express it. So I just was with it. And so then when I'm asked, well, who are you? Oh, I'm a musician. And many times we identify with what you do. Oh, I'm a fireman. Yes, but who are you? This is what you do. This is maybe a gift that you have in a certain place or a certain time, or a skill that you develop, or a skill that you learn. That is not you. So from a place of a pure consciousness, from a place of a pure energy, place of love and acceptance, we are redefining what we do. So if we do something that we are not completely happy with, are we giving many times our best selves? Sometimes not, many times not. You really don't like to be at your job. Or you're really unhappy in your relationship. Then you're not putting your 100% self. You know, much of the ego comes in. Oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to tell him this because he didn't do this for me last week. So I'm not going to. He didn't show me love or he didn't understand me. So I'm not going to be here for him when he receives this event or something. You know, so you don't put yourself 100%, but when you do and when you're connecting to yourself and when you are aligned and choose to do what you want to do, what you feel that you are called to do, and yes, there will be challenges, but your satisfaction is not just an immediate one. Your satisfaction is prolonged because it is connected to your soul, to your higher place of vibration that maybe you're not aware of yet, and maybe you are, but we're not fully there yet. Nevertheless, you feel that. When you are aligned, and when you, for example, meet somebody, you meet somebody and you feel something that you cannot really put into words. And sometimes trying to put into words is just really condensing, trying to fit something that doesn't... It's like trying to fit your carry-on luggage in that little carry-on luggage measure box that is sitting in front of the airline ticket booth. You know, when you go and you want to check in, and nobody goes there and does that. Nobody tries to fit it into that metal because we all know that many times it's not going to fit. So it's trying to push it and trying to shove it into this place to make it fit. I know, but when you are in a flow, you don't have that because you feel this expansion. So when you meet somebody, you are in this place of expansion, what you call in the place of love. And when you are in love, in that space of love, you're just giving. You're just giving and you're connected to your through source, to your through self. So the giving is authentic automatically. And you are 100% in. So, talking about gifts, I want to invite a guest to call in. Her name is Shani Mizrahi. Oh yes, Shani, I saw that you called. Okay, now is a good time. So, Shani Mizrahi, she lives in Chicago. And she is she's a chef. She's going to talk about this. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Shani. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully great, Todalel. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm happy to have Shani. Shani Mizrahi is a chef. And I'm not going to tell you what kind of chef. She's going to do that. And, and yeah, so, hi, Shani. So tell us, who are you?
Okay, so my name is Shani Mizrahi, and I'm a chef from Chicago. I started this kosher cooking class about 10 days ago. I just thought of the idea to, try to teach people how to cook kosher. And so I just got an idea to open up a company to teach people to do that.
This is
one. There's a lot of my friends, they don't know how to cook, so I want them to be able to cook like Shabbat dinner for their family.
Yes. So 10 days ago you started that. We talked about this a little bit. This is great news. And how was the process of coming to that place?
The process was from God. It just came to me. I was, my daughter's just going to start preschool now, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I worked in real estate before, and I'm like, maybe I could do something with the cooking, because I've been cooking for like 15 years. So, we have a restaurant, and I was just like, I can do like a YouTube page, and I could do like live Facebook and do like kosher Mediterranean cuisine.
That's wonderful.
And then I just started opening Facebook. I went to GoDaddy. I started opening up, domain names. And I worked for like 5 nights. And I got it done.
That's wonderful. So
how kosher cooking classes started 10 days ago.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So you started that school. And where are you teaching it? Where is it happening?
So I'm doing the live classes from my house in Highland Park.
Okay, in Chicago.
As of right now, but when I want to teach people, I have a catering kitchen as well. So I want to do classes where people can come and, take a class and learn how to cook the food themselves.
This is wonderful.
Like a cooking class.
This is wonderful.
So you can have both, like live, where if like somebody can't come to the class that's like in LA
yes,
or
for sure.
New York or whatever,
for sure.
then they can still learn how to cook,
That's
so
that's
that was
wonderful.
My goal, just to teach people how to cook.
That's wonderful.
Kosher.
I understand the idea of kosher. It's also how the food is being prepared, and there's a lot
and
of...
And it's health. Yeah, the health benefits as well.
Exactly. The health benefits. And, I don't know if you know that, but I heard it from a person who was involved in the process that from Germany they were sending... chefs to Israel to the hotels because all the hotels in Israel are kosher. The food, the kitchen is kosher.
That's correct.
And so they would send to Israel to learn how to prepare the meat over there.
Really? Wow, that's amazing.
That's,
I didn't know that.
That's really amazing because there is a certain way to prepare.
Yeah.
But what I want to emphasize here is really the. Because I talked to you a little bit also.
This
about,
was like a really like spiritual calling for me.
This is.
3 weeks before Sukkot.
Yes.
I was like crying every day, and because there's just been a lot of emotional things going on in my life, but good things, good things. And I just went from a certain amount of gratitude to a totally different level of gratitude, and all I want to do is just be able to help one person. That's my main goal. Just want to be able to help people. And that's what that's where all this came from.
This is great. This is really, everything is wonderful. Where you come into your place of, you love cooking. So you are creating this. It's really creation. It's coming to a place of taking your passion, of taking your... despite what is happening around it and really not losing focus, because many times when we go through personal challenges and personal experiences that are difficult, it's very easy to lose focus, to lose passion.
Yeah, it's very easy to become like bitter, but I chose to become better.
Yes, yeah, because
that's what I've learned.
What the listeners don't know is that I spoke with you a little bit, and you shared with me a personal matter that is going on in the family, and what has just happened.
Yes.
So, together with that, that is very courageous of you to be in a
Thank
place,
you.
To be in this place, and really to embrace everything, because you have the tools. God doesn't. The universe doesn't bring us to experiences where we don't have the tools to handle it. So you are.
That's correct. That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really just.
I believe that.
Yeah, it's like stretching. You're stretching your muscles and you're stretching it really to. I'm actually stretching while I'm talking to you now. stretching really to a place where you're stretching your muscles to the edge of how you can stretch them. And it's the same thing. It's like we're stretching. It's like, I feel like you're stretching yourself in your comfort level to come out of the comfort level and to push through and to go through and to create. And then the creation is really more authentic, and it's beautiful. That's wonderful.
Yes, that's how I feel. Exactly.
So tell me. So
exactly. That's exactly how I feel. You're right on the dot.
Well, so yeah. So thank you for sharing. I mean, you know, if you weren't sharing, we wouldn't share. I wouldn't. You know. So yeah, no, this is great. This is wonderful. So you said you have a restaurant. Is the restaurant a kosher restaurant too?
Yeah, it's 10 years ago, we moved from Miami. My brother-in-law lives here in Chicago, and so we opened up a kosher restaurant, which there was like no kosher restaurant around. There was like one all the way like downtown in the city. So we decided to open up a kosher restaurant here in Chicago because there was nothing here. I mean, we had like a little pizza place and, you know, the deli at the grocery store, but there was no restaurant. And so we decided to open a restaurant, and, you know, my husband came here before I did, started doing the construction with my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And then we opened April 2nd of 2008, so we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, mazal tov. Congratulations. Good.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks very much. And let's plug your website. Do you have a website? Or Facebook.
So for the kosher cooking class.
Whatever you want.
It's under kosher Mediterranean cooking cuisine cooking classes. I have .net and I have .com.
So wait, so it's kosher. It's kosher Mediterranean cuisine cooking class.
No, sorry, kosher Mediterranean cooking class.
I couldn't hear that. Kosher
and
what?
Kosher Mediterranean.
Oh yeah.
Cooking class. That's what the website is under.
I see.
I have .com and .net.
Wonderful.
And then on Facebook it's under just kosher cooking classes.
Oh, wonderful. So yeah, this is great, and you send me some
pictures.
I have
a YouTube channel coming up soon. I already have the YouTube channel open, but I don't have anything uploaded yet because I'm still working on that.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We have you right in the beginning. Right.
Yeah,
when you are launching.
Yeah. You 10 know, days. This has been 10 days.
You know, talking about 10 days. Talking about 10 days. You know, Friday, yeah. I did a video. Friday, I did a video, as I do every Friday, with a message and just to share a few things. And I kind of picked on your name a little bit.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I picked on your name a little bit because... You know, the
well, that's what I've always been. I've always been fire.
Yeah. So
I've known that.
So well, that's good that you know that. It's how do you channel it, right?
Yeah.
But you're doing, it's great. It's wonderful what you do.
No, well, they say, you know, Sagittarius is a fire sign, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
So
I know I've always been a little bit of fire.
that's
But, you know, then I changed my name. And then I really, really became fire.
Oh, so yeah. what I didn't talk, I talked about your first letter, and the reason I bring it up again, and maybe at another times I will talk about the letters specifically. So I'll have just a program for letters according to Kabbalah and really the meaning and the divine channel intervention that comes through each letter, especially in the names and how we speak and what we say is what we create. You know, that is. Really, abracadabra. The real pronunciation. These are two words. It's in Aramaic. Evra kedabra. I create what I speak. So it is. Abracadabra is a social term that was, you know, came with magicians and stuff like that. But anyway, the reason I bring this is because your last letter is yod.
Uh-huh.
So your first name is Shin. It's like the fire, and it's really kind of like an earthly fire, and different ways to look at that, and really the fire, how we channel that fire. The Nun, the second letter, is the humbleness, the humility, and the humbleness, and the
oh really, wow,
and the ability to be aware of of your surroundings. You know, and Yod is the 10th letter. Yod is the 10th letter that in that letter you have all the manifestations of all the 10 letters before, the 9 letters before it. Because, right, so the world was created in 10 utterances. 10 utterances.
Yeah.
This is like what, you know, the reference to the 10 commandments. It's really more utterances than commandments. And yeah. So like the sefirot, like the tree of life, like the in the sefirot, the levels, the spiritual levels that we have 10. 7 of them are reflecting the earthly existence, and you know, it can refer to in different places referring to as chakras and stuff like that, but it's that's the earthly, and the top 3 are above this plane. So the 10th letter really is also the name of the creator in it, and it's a reference to the top of the yod. If you know how the yod looks like, and you obviously do, there is a little chupchik, a little thing on the top.
Correct.
Of the letter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the connection.
Like a hyphen, yeah.
Exactly. That is the connection to the world that is above the highest level of consciousness. It is like it was said,
Al Kotzo Shel Yod.
It says Al Kotzo Shel Yod. That when they asked the Baal Shem Tov to just put, he could say, I could have millions halachas, million understandings and breakthroughs and realizations just from that pointy edge on the edge of the letter of Yod, because everything channels through that. And so this is really a spiritual growth, a spiritual alignment.
That's what I was telling my girlfriend yesterday. It's totally spiritual, like
spiritual alignment.
I've never experienced this level. I mean, of the energy. I mean, I don't just know how to explain it. Like, you know, the spiritual energy. I mean, I am just in awe, and I'm gratitude. I have so much gratitude.
That is wonderful.
Through this experience.
Wonderful.
That's the only word that I can use is the word gratitude. But that word doesn't even explain how I feel inside.
Of course.
It doesn't give it enough power to it. You understand? Because you can't describe a feeling. I mean, you can try to describe it, but it's just at a totally different level.
Yes,
and
I
feel very grateful.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's like
I feel very grateful to God. Yes.
Wonderful. And this is the key. This is the key. You are grateful. You are recognizing who you are, and therefore what you do.
Well, you know what I realized? I realized why I was set here in this last 10 days, and it's to help people through the cooking.
Wonderful.
You know, when you come to that epiphany of why, you know, everybody wonders, why am I here? Well, you know what? This last 10 days, I realized why I'm here and how I'm going to help people.
That's
wonderful.
And that's your 10th letter.
That's what it's all about. You know, we all just need to be kind to each other and just help each other, you know. And if you have a gift, share that gift.
Amen.
You know, if you know how to do something, just share it.
Amen.
You know, don't
Amen.
Just keep it all to yourself. That's the best thing you could do.
Absolutely.
And that's going to help somebody. You know,
absolutely, dear Shani. Thank you. This is really a really beautiful experience, and this is why I wanted you here to share your experience, because I wanted to come to this place.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's
thank
this place. No, absolutely. It's this place of attaching to connecting to you, understanding, having, as we said in Hebrew in the old days, the coin dropped. It's like you understand that, and from that place your giving is having a complete different meaning to you, and definitely to that who receives it. So thank you so much, Shani, for calling
you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And we shall talk, and have a wonderful, make it a wonderful week.
Oh yeah, everybody have a beautiful day.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. This is exactly. How do we look at ourselves? What are the choices? She did not show what was going on in her life, and that's her choice. But I know it's a difficult situation, and yet she could have chosen to fall into that place of negativity that actually is keeping her, that might have kept her in bondage to her own self, in bondage to her own feelings, in bondage to her, to the experiences that are coming from the outside, that is just keeping us limited. So, you know, and we look at everything that happens, and we can just be grateful to everything that is happening here and everything that is to come, because we don't know yet what is to come. So I'm going to leave you today with another song by Jennifer Matthews. And before I do that, I'll just tell you, you can visit me on my website, bodysoulsound.com, or on Facebook, /bodysoulsound. We have a group today, later on, in Westlake Village, Women Circle, sound healing and herbs and energy work. So check that today. It's listed on there. Silver coin on the ground, wondering, how did I get here? Am I drunk? Am I shot in the heart? Are you with me, dear? Are you with you, dear? Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week. Jennifer Matthews.
On the ground, wondering, how did I get here? Am I drunk? Am I shot in the heart? Are you with me, dear?
Listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay.